Harper Audio presents The Heiress by Lindsay Sands, performed by Faye Adell. Prologue. It's barely dawn, and yet already so busy. Suzette nodded silently at her sister's comment as she peered out the carriage window at the bustling activity on the streets they were passing through. London was fascinating and exciting in comparison to the sleepy village outside the estate where they had been born and had grown up. Or it would have been if Suzette's thoughts weren't preoccupied with worry for her father.
"Do you think we will find Father at the townhouse?" Lisa asked, as if reading her mind.
Suzette sighed and sank back in her seat, her gaze skipping over the other two women in the carriage. Suzette's maid, Georgina, was older by a decade, which was reflected in her silent composure as she peered out the opposite window at the passing buildings. Lisa's maid, Bet, was as young as Lisa herself, and in comparison the girl was practically vibrating in her seat with excitement. Her freckled face reflected animated awe as she too looked out the window.
"I hope so," Suzette said finally, her gaze sliding back to her sister.
Lisa sank wearily back in her own seat, and Suzette frowned as she noted the small dark smudges around the girl's eyes and the pallor of her skin. Lisa had been favored with their mother's pale hair and coloring, her skin always a fine porcelain that Suzette had often envied, but she didn't envy the way the skin around her eyes would darken, making them appear sunken when she hadn't had enough sleep. And between their worries and the discomfort of travel, neither of them had had enough sleep of late.
"What if he isn't there?" Lisa asked,
her gaze moving dully out the window on their side of the carriage. Suzette felt her mouth tighten at the thought. They hadn't heard from their father since he'd left for London more than a month ago. Lord Cedric Madison had headed to town to sign some business papers and had assured them he would return by week's end. He could have returned sooner, but intended to check on their sister Christiana as well while there. The oldest of the three, Christiana had married Richard Fairgrave, the Earl of Radnor, nearly a year ago, and the pair had moved to his townhouse in London. Suzette missed her older sister. She was also a touch worried because, while she and Lisa had been writing Chrissy regularly, they hadn't received responses. That hadn't concerned them too much at first. They understood that Chrissy would have many changes to adjust to, and no doubt had a busy, exciting life in London now, with little time for correspondence. But as the time had lengthened, with still no response, they'd begun to fret. So it had been a relief that their father would have this opportunity to check on her. However, their father hadn't returned at week's end with tales of Christiana's well-being and happiness. He hadn't returned at all. Neither had there been a message from him. After two such weeks, Suzette had sent a letter inquiring after his well-being and asking what word he had of Christiana. At the three-week point without an answer, she'd sent another message, along with one from Lisa. When they'd reached the month point with still no word, Suzette hadn't been able to stand the worry and strain of wondering any more. It was starting to seem like London was swallowing up her family members, one at a time. She'd decided she would follow their father to town and find out what was happening. It hadn't been very surprising when Lisa had insisted on accompanying her. The two had set out, taking along their maids and four footmen to ward off any highwaymen who might see them as easy pickings. It appeared to have worked. They'd arrived in London unaccosted and would soon arrive at the family townhouse. Hopefully, they would also soon learn what was going on. "If he is not there, we shall find out where he is," Suzette finally answered, and was glad Lisa didn't then question her as to how they would manage that, because she really had no idea. This was the first time either of them had visited London, and she hadn't a clue what to expect. So far, it wasn't very impressive. It seemed a world of endless buildings, all crowding together under a thickening cloud of sea coal smoke, which she assumed was from so many hearths being lit this cold morning.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?